In Gimel, Sif Chavav. So this already moved away from the halachas of Hutzah with other dishes, dealing with dishes of a woman beautifying herself on Shabbos. So they were put in over here in this Sif, the Sifim. Also, the Kloya Ha'isha Sarah B'Shabbos, a woman can't braid her hair, the Lahatrik Liyasa, or unbraid her hair. Avichel Lachlik Sarah, but to put a part in her hair. That's mutter. V'yeshoysim l'chalak sara, sotar amoa, somehow, so even that is osir. The haino lasos hashetel, which they refer to as lasos hashetel, v'chid nogo lesra yirei kli, av'ebts ba'alma nogo l'hokal. To use a comb or something like that, to do that, you can't do. But to part it with their hands, we're makel. Okay. So, the mishabura pei beis, l'kloya. So what's this issur? What is the issur we're grappling with? So Chazal said the act of braiding is sort of like putting pieces together, which is what braiding is, and binyan is that process. So mirabonim, it's considered boina. Okay. And furthermore, she came to, so there is an actually language connection between the act of braiding and the word binyan, the idea of binyan. So that becomes mirabon, and it's connected to the concept of. So the pasuk says, "Vayiven Hashem alakim as etzela." So and the Chazal darshan that was braiding, that was the binyan. Avakaleya niman betalush chay mishum erig. But a person braids threads or hairs, or, which are not attached to the person's body. So that's a form of that commercial kazaram. That's a form of that's braiding. Braiding becomes a tolda of erig. Of which is putting together making a cloth. See, here you're not making a cloth, you're making more like a rope, something of that sort. But it's a mirabon, it's considered a rig. It's not a mirabon, I'm sorry, miraraisa, it's a told of a rig. But over here, since it's attached to the person's head, it's not called a rig. It's not going to last like that, therefore it's only mirabon. This is all referring to when it's attached to her head. Now, what about a kolasar peyanochris shikarn paruk? A person is taking a wig and doing this. So lachara, now it's not attached. That should be oreg. No, after ein b'zem mishum boina, also kapana mishum oreg. So it's not a derisa of boina. It's not boina because it's not attached to the shame. Binyan is only when it's part, building up the person. The word binyan is not so much on the hair is it is part of the binyan of the person. So the shetel, the wig, which is not attached, so that's not going to be called boina. It's arreg. Vav the im name of the eno several these kind. Even though it's not going to last, al kapana mi rabbanon mi aser, but it'll be aser mi rabbanon. Okay. So if that's it's also mirabonan, if you feel that the people that you're going to try and point it out to will not listen to us and will continue to do it anyway, so by mirabonan we say the rule of mutashi yushogin while you mazidin. So you can't braid. Well, the hatik lesser, you can't unbraid the dami l'soyser, because that if that's boina, that's soyser. Because the concern is that while she's departing, it should pull out hairs. But they were talking about Talisha.
Yes.
Talish.
Yes.
But they are showing the Michaelis Sirilahu, Kima the Anim is Kavanah, says that Lapsi Kreshu. So the opinion which is Makel says it's not her Kavanah. Her Kavanah is to just part the hair. Now,
Lapsi Kreshu.
It's not a Psi Kreshu. So that's why they're makel. The oisrim, so the question is, what's shot in the oisrim? If it's not a secretion, it's not machaven, so why is it oser? So the question comes up, let's say a woman is combing their hair, and which is this is a form of combing. So you're combing. Your goal is to make your hair straight and smooth and etc. You're not being mechaben to be tolesh the loose hairs. The other hands, when they come out, it's something that you want to happen. Otherwise, they're going to make the hair look straight because if they're not attached, they will end up not staying straight. So deep down, your kavanah is yes to address those hairs which are going to be pulled out. So that's. So it leaves us somewhere in the middle, and that's why they're machmer. And that's the next sif, which deals with combing. Now take a look over here in the Shaar Tzion. So this dinam latim is kayemis. It's an important Shaar Tzion over here in Samaches. So that it's not so over this kayem because it's omer v'stira. What's the omer? That one of the conditions for malacha on Shabbos is that it has to be that it's something which is going to be miskayim. It has to be something which is going to last. Okay. Operation Baraka Barna is a Shomba Mishnah called Oysa Malacha Malacha Miskayem is Bishabbos Chayev. Now, how long does it have to last for? So the Mishnah in the beginning of Barna says, Malachim miskayem is b'Shabbos. Mashal lechavod afilim miskayem is rak al yom haShabbos lechud is good enough. So you don't need that's lasting for a long period of time. It has to last for the whole Shabbos, and that's it. Okay, mashal niyazdatev is rama perptes lecha gimel yud gimel ayin shom heitev. Bamishla klayl kail ze haklal. Now we're talking about boina, but it says haklal, which means it applies to all malachas. So if so, when the next Mishnah says, or Pimish Nice letter says that when you write with something that doesn't last, you're potter. You told me that Miskayamas for Shabbos is Chayiv. So it has to be that it's the medium that you're using to write with doesn't even last 24 hours. So that's how we read the Mishnah. Okay, according to the Rambam, let's say you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds, according to the Rambam, that you read the Mishnah that the word B'Shabbos is modifying how long it's going to last for. Now the phrase of the Mishnah was Kloisim Malacha Umalatim Iskayem is B'Shabbos. So Pasha, the word B'Shabbos is modifying the phrase right beforehand Kloisim Malacha Umalatim Iskayem is B'Shabbos. However, Rashi does not learn like that. That's how Rashi learns the word B'Shabbos. The word B'Shabbos is going back and modifying the beginning of the sentence. B'Shabbos, enemies, it's B'Shabbos, you're Chayev. From Rashi is Mashma. K'mashma yinei de b'inan shiyah B'Shabbos tamid v'loy da'i b'yam Shabbos l'chud. It's not enough just Shabbos. It has to last longer than that. When you know your day, do like whom is kaim al yom haShabbos? Tesrilu kerashi, the tesrilu who keramim afilu al yom haShabbos enam is kaim lekach potter. So Tosfos over here comes along and says that that the case over here of the kliya, it's not the raisa because it's not miskaim. Tosfos says so. It's Tosfos like Rashi. It means it doesn't last forever, and that's good enough to make it Rabbanan. If I told the Rambam, you need Miskayim for Shabbos, and that's enough to be Chayim, so this doesn't even last that long. So I'm not sure how to learn Tosis. Okay.
Kufes.
You can't use a comb on Shabbos. Even if you make it from like the bristles of a chazir, its body is going to take out hairs, and therefore it's going to be a problem of secretia. You can sort of rub in your hair with your hands. That's not a body that's going to take out hair. Also, Pehe. Mishum Tlishas Sar Haguf. Tavi told of the Gozes. So taking off hair of your body, it goes under the Malacha of Gozes, which was taking hair of the sheep. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim that you take the hair off the sheep, your goal is to use the hair. So it's Malacha Tzrich L'Guf, you're using the hair. You take the hair off a person's body, you throw out the hair. So why is it only Malacha Tzrich L'Guf? So the Ramban says that since the Malacha is being done in the hair and in the body, so as long as it's going to benefit either the hair or the body, it's called Malacha Tzrich L'Guf. So over here, the taking out the hair is going to benefit the person. They're going to look better. It's not going to benefit the hair. So it's not that the Malacha is being only done in the hair, that it's Tzrich L'Guf for the hair. It's being done in the body, which is Tzrich L'Guf for the body. The Balamor, because this question says that you see the Geis is different than many other Malachas, and there's even in Tzrich L'Guf for Skaiv. Okay. But that's when the Rabban answers it. Sheafshur, is the body going to pull out hairs? Balkane, Afimene, Mechavin, Letisha, Sar, Gam, Kenosu, Dami, Psik, Reisha. So it's a psik ratio. So now take a look at the Shartzi and the Nayan Dalit. I feel the Mandomer, the psik ratio, Lo Nichole, Ishori, Kemosha Kosa, Besav, Shimon, Shinchov. We have an opinion according to the Oroch. The psik ratio, Lo Nichole, is Mutter. The psik ratio, Lo Nichole, means that you have no special interest in it. Nichole, it's not that you're against it. It's just that you're not necessarily positively for it. It's also called Lo Nichole. Mikomachem Kiman Shu Roitzeh B'Afrodas HaSaros. The person wants to straighten out their hair and comb it in such a way that it'll look nice. Ze'ev Shu Zulas HaSharos HaSaros. Havik Ipsik Reish to the Nichole. Part of the process requires that some hairs which are loose get pulled out and pulled away, that they shouldn't mess up the hairdo. So even though you're not actively thinking about that, it's not called Lo Nichole. Okay. Now, it's at the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, back in Mishnah Berurah Peivav. Mar Isa the Kol Aserik, Mahasher Nimin Had Medudolin Miskavin. Hanush and Isu Ksas V'Dayin Lo Nekel Lagamri. Hairs which are partially ready to pull out. The person's kavana really is to remove those hairs. Kedei Lahafri to Hate Tivisar herself to make the hair look. To make it the combing look come out nice. It only works if you pull out the loose hairs, otherwise they're gonna eventually get loose and mess everything up. Even though it's a soft brush, you go and burnished rock or like a soft brush. It's a son of Sikratia, but according to the Gemara, it doesn't help me because it's over Miskavit. Secretion is an issue by Darush Enemy's Gavin. If the person's, by definition, the combing means you're being Mechavin to remove those hairs, so even though it's not a secretion, it's also. Gamkin also, in Loiba Oven Shane Mechavin, the Hasher Hanim Hanal, that's a person who would explicitly say, I don't want to remove those hairs, to not be Mechavin for that at all. Cause of Behavior Yeshua's Yaakov. Reason Osha Makilim Lisrik Bershon Beshabbos. Some people comb their hair and they're very, very lenient in the whole thing. Woe is to this. Horrible thing. You should announce that it's also. That which people respond, if the person needs, what am I supposed to do? I need to look menschlich. There's ways of doing it with your hands, lightly, so you'll look presentable. So he said it's not mutter because it's not possible not to take out hairs. Kumakam mutter l'sakin ma'at esar harosh b'kli also in misar chazir, but to sort of gently put the hair in place using this brush is mutter. The dafka lisrik also, but dafka combing is also the masher sayer, which that pulls out the hair. L'sakin ma'at shori Fine. When masrek with a comb, also af bezet. So the soft brush, and you put it, just move it, you use it to move the hair gently. Fine. By comb, that's not mutter, because that's the nature of a comb that it pulls. And furthermore, even if you want to use this brush, which is a soft brush, I'm saying it's mutter to use that to move the hair gently, but preferably it should be, and the minhag is, it should be a designated special Shabbos brush. What? It can be the same one as you use on the weekdays, but the point is that there should be one, which is the Miuchad Dafka for Shabbos. Otherwise, it looks like you're doing your weekday action. But the fact that you take your designated Shabbos one, so that shows that you're Dafka not trying to act like the weekdays. This is the Magen Avraham, if I call correctly. Prima Gunnam, okay. Yeah, it's the Magen Avraham. But you are allowed to use your hands to sort of to fluff up your hair. He's separating out the hairs from each other, not the part, the hairs which have become knotted together, but he's sort of just like fluffing out his hair. The hair shouldn't be lying on each other. Person can rub even with his fingernails. Even though some hairs fall out, it's not a problem. His intent is not to remove hairs, and it's not a psik ratio that'll remove hairs. So that's mutter. But to use some type of like a liquid which causes the hairs to fall out, like a soap and all like that, so that you can't, for sure can't use. Fine. Okay. Simen Dalet Shin. So it's referred to Dalet Shin as opposed to the opposite would not be a name which you want to refer to. So the halachas of Shvisas Eved. Shinhei is about the loch of Shvisas Behema. Adam mitzvah Shvisas Avdoi Shemol b'tzavah l'shem Avdus.
What shed it in again?
Yeah. So a person is mitzvah that his Eved has to not work on Shabbos. And the definition of that is that the Eved was Mol b'tzavah l'shem Avdus. So he went through the Geirus process of Mila and Tefillah. But they did it not l'shem geiris, but l'shem avdus. Kilo mitzvahs anogus be'evet, and there was kapolos mitzvahs of the tayyim mitzvahs which applied to avodim. Avim loy mo'av atovel el akibah lo shem mitzvahs b'nei noach. If a person undertook to only do shem mitzvahs b'nei noach, he's not done milah and tefillah. He's not Jewish. He's not avid. Re'ok ager tershav mutter lasos malachim b'shabbos la'atzmoy avodah the rabbi. So. A Jew who owns such a person, or has such a person hired as a servant, doesn't really own him, he has him hired as a servant. So the non-Jew can do his own malacha, but he can't do for his master. That goes into the Yisr of Amir Lakum. Nobody could ask him to do any work. That's the problem of Amir Lakum. You look at the Shum Mitzvah, Adayin Hukusi Gomer, Dina Shavu L'Kabal Olav Shav Mitzvah. The fact that he wasn't Makabal Shav Mitzvah.
Sometimes Amir Lakum's
so so that doesn't change anything. It's not any more Mutter. He's the same as the person who was Makabal Shav Mitzvah. So you can't do any malach of any Jew. But in a case where you have tzarech echerla, the kaim alon, armelan yehudi v'aisa, we can ask a non-Jew to take care of the echerla. Chen meis v'yom tibrishin, the kaim alon yisatka ba'amamin, or a person dies on the first day, we ask the goyim to take care of burying him. Also l'armel evit yisrael afil hu oivet about his gilulim, so in case it was not life threatening, you can't have this Eved who is chayiv in mitzvahs. Or there's a chiyuv on the master that he shouldn't be doing melacha. So you cannot ask him to do. They disagree. If on his own the goy started doing the malacha, and it's clear that the master had not asked him, he doesn't have to stop him. The Israel, when a goy does for somebody else, that's mutter. But the Yisrael can't have a no. Sherman is a call, shall keep a love, Shemitz and Noach, keep any Huri Gomer, who in Rabbi Mazar love, if he's a Tarka Kurl, Shemitz and Kanam, Kitark and Mace, we have the region, Zutulam, and Lahem, and that's so. So she says, Avda doesn't apply if he has him in Makabal, Shemitz and Noach, according to this opinion. He's a regular goy. He's not more common than a regular goy. Cholegish Mazuel, she saw, so lots is Bechoysim, Shasal, Rabbi, Laharis, Bosho, Avda. And having which we have a chiyuv, he should be shomer Shabbos. He can't walk out with the symbol of the master that he's an avid. Vimhu can't hold it. Vimhu shall tit the mutter. Let's say because tulla b'tzavaro avolibik susay. If it's made of tits, he can wear it around his neck. He can't wear it attached to his baggin. But b'shamatachas b'chol inyan azaser. If it's made out of metal, so the xer is that the abbot will fall off, the abbot will pick it up and carry it. If it's made out of tin, he's not going to carry it, it's going to break and he's not going to carry it. The abbot also cursed in the atzmai, I feel it shall tit, b'cholin yin hazos. So he doesn't mind taking it off. So, whereas when the master made it, he's not going to take it off because he's scared the master will find out and be upset. Yes, Mr. Burr gives an introduction to the simon over here. Let's see, Mr. Burr, so cut an olive. So basically, the variables over here, we have three types of servants. We have a servant which is mal v'tavol l'shem avdus. We have a servant which undertook shem mitzvah b'nei, but he wasn't mal v'tavol. And we have a person who did not even undertake shem mitzvahs. So the Torah says that you have a chiyuv al d'cholam moischa kamoicha. So what does that mean? Which group? Adam. Akteva hakal al ma'ayin leida tam chiluka hadinim and where masimin zet. Akteva haktam haktana. I want to give an introduction over here. Kimash of where gemara poskim. The hinei trei kroy ksivi. Chal naman yinuch al d'cholam moischa kamoicha. So that koyel ebed shemol b'tobel l'shem avdus v'kibbalav komitzis avodim. So he's like you. He's kamoicha. He's chayav mitzvahs. So the master is now mechuyev to make sure that he doesn't do any work. And what's the level of chiyav of an eved? Kamasha isha chayevis. In kain gam mitzvahs Shabbos bechlal. He's chayav in all mitzvahs. He's chayav in mitzvah Shabbos. Also last is melachah b'Shabbos. The eved can't do melachah Shabbos. What's that korla? The she says Eved mutal gamal rabbi. So not only is the Eved, once he's chayev personally, he has a chiyuv to make sure he's not mechal on Shabbos, but the master also has a chiyuv to make sure that the Eved is not mechal on Shabbos. Shemutzuv alav lemonoi mi asos malacha filat tzarach atz mashal Eved. So the Eved has a chiyuv not to do malacha. He's Jewish, or he's this semi-state of Jewish, so he can't do malacha. And there's meanwhile a chiyuv on the other to make sure that the Eved doesn't do malacha. So the Jew owns him, he bought him, but the Eved, there's not Mal B'Tavol, he's not called an Eved Kanani. The Gamal Zed Tzarech Rabbi Lamoni Milasis Malacha Avu Roy B'Shabbos. So, the master has to make sure that the Eved does not do work for the master on Shabbos. Ruadin the also the Queen of Terror, the Koyisil, the Sabbath, the Lassus Molocha of Uram Beshabbos, and no other Jew can ask him to do any work either. Mina Raisa. Lassus Mutta, everything is there, Lassus Molocha Beshabbos. According to this, he's not Jewish yet, so he can do Molocha for himself. Kinna Shabbos, Enu Nichol, Tayyar Shem, and Zimene Royach. Then it was all the Shabbos. Gertoshev undertakes the Shabbos. He's not Mechiv on Shabbos. Kovach of Osim in the Torah of Yisrael. The Shabbos Allah says Moloch Avu Roy. Because he's V'yinofesh Ben Amasuch Oba Hager. So the Ger is referring to Gertoshev. Because it's a Ger Tzedek, obviously, he's Jewish. To Tomah Gertoshev. And there's a Chiv, you have a Chiv, the Mirarais, to make sure that he's Noifesh. So you can't have a Jew asking this person to do malacha, mina rice, you can't have him do that. So that's the middle madrega. Okay. And then the So the Jew bought him, so he owns them, but he's not been kabbal any of the mitzvahs, even the shemitz ben noyach. So what's his status vis-a-vis this chiyuv to facilitate that he shouldn't work? Is any yes over here? Any chiyuv to make sure he doesn't work? That's up for debate. So that's the three madregas. Now, all of this, Mr. Burr points out, it's only a case where he has a kinyan, a goof. So then he has responsibility for him. If he just hires a worker, doesn't have a kinyan, a goof at all, so these dinim don't apply. It's a regular issue. Goy, don't work for you. You have to figure that out. But this issue of there's a mitzvah deraisa, an issue deraisa, having the goy to work for you, that's talking about your eved. It's not your eved.
Eved Kanani.
And we're saying, even not eved Kanani. And who was not Megar yet at all. But if he was to Kabbal Shemitz Ben Noyach, Ger Tosha is not an Eved. This person is an Eved, but he's not Eved Kanani. He's an Eved with the level of a Ger Tosha. Ger Tosha is something else totally. Okay. So that's the three madrigas. And the third madriga is machlok is whether since Yisrael owns the Eved, Kinyan Aguf, but he has no Dinei Mitzvahs yet, does the Jew have any Chiyuv, any Isser to have the Goy let this Goy do Malacha? So one says, you have a Kinyan Aguf, and it's your Eved, you can't have him do Malacha. One of them says that this pasuk is only referring to somebody who's on a madrega of a ger. This person's not a ger at all. He hasn't even accomplished Shemitz Ben Noyach. So there's no din of Shisa's Avdoi in that situation. The person is Mechuyev al Shisa's Avdoi, Beis. The mitzvah rabbi l'shamer l'mona b'yasas malacha. The master has to stop him. Feel the last he's doing it for himself. What do the Haskar Avdo any Yehudi b'meichol? Now my Eved, Goy wants to rent out my Eved. So give him the Goy is going to make him do work on Shabbos. So give it to him during the Chol. I'm allowed to do that with a Tanai, that I'm only giving him the Eved on the condition that he doesn't have to work on Shabbos. Okay. I will done with the Mahantoi. Which we say later on that the Mavur Le'elba Simon Reishu Mvav Siv Gimel the also Laskira the Yehudi B'chia Gavna the Ena Yehudi Nemanolkach Halkan Yehudi Lo Yasa Malach B'alkarcha Shal Eved the Yesh Le'Eved the Monos Lose over there. But the Behema, you promise you're going to make this arrangement and the Goy's not going to listen, so how are you going to stop that so you can't get involved? Over here the Eved knows he's not supposed to work, so the Eved won't work, and he knows that was the arrangement he made with the master. So he has within his right to say, I'm not going to work. So we can trust that if the Eved is trustworthy, you can rely on the Eved. So if he's Mekabel the mitzvah Negas be'Eved, the Hadol Kol mitzvah Sheishach Yevis, so then for sure this is in of Shvisas Avdei. Let's say he's Mekabel Shemitz Ben Noyach. So this person can do malacha for himself and not for his rabbi. Malacha is for his own purpose and need. He wants to soap his clothing, take him in olive, fix his shoes, get to bezet. He has a business on the side besides his working. He has a business on the side, so that he can do. The master didn't ask him to do it. It's Osir. There's some Adas Rabbi who we assume he's doing it for the master. You have to stop him. You have to make sure that he's no fish. To do malachad rabbanon, can he do that for his also Osir? Some say if the master didn't ask him to do it, and he did it on his own by the rabbanon, you don't have to stop him. So it's also for the master or for any Yisrael to do the same thing. So a Jew can't have a ger toshev, do malacha for him. Let's hold it here. The holding by Sivkat and Ches.